part of what leads Koheleth, the one who's teaching the wisdom that God has given him in the book of Ecclesiastes, part of what leads him to repeatedly declare that life is just vanity, vanity, vanities, that is, that it seems to lack the sense of purpose, is that he's living at this point where after the fall, death has entered the world, and in the end, death seems to have the final say. And that's part of what leads him to look at a puzzled way out at the world and to say, like, in the end, what is it all about? In the gospel, the Lord speaks of his coming death when he says the Son of Man is to be handed over to men. And in that act of his passion and death, he enters into death for us on our behalf to redeem it. And there's a newness in that that the Old Testament doesn't know. There are hints of it. There are little moments when there's a very early kind of glimmer of something that might lie beyond it. But the fullness of it will not be known until the Lord is raised from the dead. And in his act of entering into death, the letter to the Hebrews, it teaches us in a really beautiful way why he did that and one of the effects of it. In chapter 2 of the letter to the Hebrews, it says, since the children, us, share in blood and flesh, he likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that's Satan, that's the devil, he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who, through fear of death, had been subject to slavery all their life. And there's something really powerful in that. There's the recognition that death, with all of its unknown, outside of Christ, it exercises a certain power over us. That out of fear of death, we end up becoming slaves to things that we think will help us avoid death. And so there's a fear of death over the human heart, over the human family, and some people end up, as a means of trying to escape death, which they fear, they end up becoming slaves, for example, to a regimen in life of, if I just eat this way, if I just exercise this much, if I just do this or that thing, then maybe I can escape from it. And in doing that, we can end up becoming slaves. Like, whatever I have to do to avoid death, and I can become a slave to other things that I think will free me from that. And the Lord, he ends his life entering into death for us so that we might be set free from that slavery to things that we think are going to be a way to escape death. And he wants us to draw close to him, to share in his life so fully that death would become for us what it is for him, not the end, but rather the opportunity to enter into eternal life. So what do we do with this? On the one hand, in light of these readings, we want to thank the Lord for what he's already done in our life to free us from death and from the fear of death. And that maybe some of you can look and see things that he's done where earlier in life you really had a more dramatic fear of death, but he's worked and you experience a freedom now that you didn't have before. So there's something good there that we want to thank the Lord for. At the same moment, we want to ask him to show us, Lord, where in my heart, in my life, am I still a slave to other things because of that fear of death? Is it still at work? Are there areas where we still need him to set us free, to deliver us from that fear of death? The Lord has not completely gotten rid of death. We will all pass through it, But because of his resurrection, death is not the end anymore. And that's the good news. And for us as Christians, that is supposed to radically shape the way that we live differently in the world than those who don't possess that faith. So where in our life, in our heart, in our mind, do we need the Lord to still do more work? Because we acknowledge that fear of death that's at work that still causes us to be a slave to other things that promise a way out, when the only one who can overcome and lead us through death is Christ himself.